State Education Commissioner John King faced a huge public outcry when he tried to address Common Core at a parent forum in Poughkeepsie last fall. The Poughkeepsie crowd was relentless, heckling, shouting, and booing King. The public meeting was cut short. The difficult reception forced King to cancel other scheduled town hall-style meetings. But to put in perspective how Common Core was created, we need to rewind back more than a decade.
We'll go back to 2002. That's when the federal government passed the No Child Left Behind Act. And the No Child Left Behind Act had the federal government for the first time tell states that if you want to get part of your Elementary and Secondary Education Act money, and that's the basic federal elementary and secondary education law, that states had to have standards in mathematics, reading, and science.
Neil McCluskey is associate director of the Cato Institute's Center for Educational Freedom. McCluskey says 2002 was the year the federal government also mandated state tests in math, reading, and science.
And then they had to get all kids to something called proficiency by 2014. In math and reading. In addition, you had to get all kids making progress on an annual trajectory toward this full proficiency every year.
McCluskey says Common Core further developed with the Obama administration's introduction of Race to the Top, a competition designed to further education reform across the country. New York State Regents Chancellor Emeritus Robert Bennett says states work to create the Common Core standards for students in kindergarten through 12th grade that all states could adopt. He says that's when Common Core was born.
It got the name Common Core because 45 states developed these standards over a period of 2.5 years. And the people from the states were the chief state school officers, commissioners of education, and a group of teachers, and a group of higher education professors, and a group of business people, and some national firms like Achieve, Inc.
New York State voted to adopt the Common Core standards in 2010 with the intention to phase them in over a period of 7 years. Bennett says the State Board of Regents presented the standards to the 700 school districts across the state as a way to foster critical thinking for students in pre-K through 12th grade.
They're more demanding because it's going to require more reading, more writing, more problem solving and mathematics. But that's a good thing because we want our kids to be better prepared for careers and college.
What's the main reason the Common Core standards were created?
They were created so that our students can, when they finish 12th grade, get into colleges, not be put into remedial programs, which in some cases was as high as 40 or 50%, particularly in junior colleges, and be ready for a career and whatever training that required.
It's not an indictment of the past work in schools, but it is to say to succeed in the 21st century requires more skills, more preparation.
New York State Education Commissioner John King says schools across the state have followed a set of standards since the late 90s, but the Common Core standards provide more rigorous guidelines.
It's important that students are prepared to meet the higher challenges of the 21st century.
And King says stricter learning standards are the key for United States students to compete with other countries. He refers to the most recent results of the Program for International Student Assessment, or PISA survey.
What you see is, unfortunately, United States in the middle of the pack and lagging behind many of our international competitors. We know we need to do better as a state and as a country, and the Common Core is a path to get there.
The federal government also expected that uniform standards would allow students across the country to be taught the same things, making it easier for students to stay on track if they move and save districts money by sharing materials. But many disagree that Common Core will better prepare students for the future.
She sat and took state tests for hours. She took state tests where the teachers didn't know what the correct answers were.
That was one of many Western New York parents who lined up for a very controlled Common Core forum hosted by Commissioner King, held in Jamestown in December, where hundreds of parents and educators once again voiced frustration with Common Core.
It frankly is a disaster across the board, and it's pretty rare when you get parents, you get students, you get school boards, and you get government officials lining up with teachers' unions and others to say, we just need to admit this is an abject failure.
That's Republican Congressman Chris Collins. He says the state exams based on the Common Core standards are causing confusion for students taking tests that don't affect their grades. They've been causing anxiety for teachers whose annual professional performance reviews, or APPRs, are based in part off those tests. But Regent Bennett says teacher evaluations, testing, and the Common Core standards are all separate issues.
We have a core belief that students, if taught properly, can achieve way more than they've been achieving over the past decade.
Still, the implementation process of the learning standards continues to cause turmoil. Tomorrow, you will hear what many are saying about the rollout of Common Core and why some say it's a mistake. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.